The public hearing has not been scheduled, but groups that help families get Badger Care got to sound off to the Secretary of Health Services when he agreed to speak at their annual conference. Secretary Dennis Smith was ready for criticism. Before he'd even taken a single question, he had this to say.
Please go beyond of simply saying, well, I don't like it. If you don't like our changes, by all means, offer your own.
One of Smith's proposals would make a quarter million Badger Care recipients pay more for their health care. Sabrina Gentile says it will be hard for families to be on Badger Care if they're priced out of it. She's with Wisconsin Council on Children and Families.
If we make low-income families pay a large amount of their premium, they will probably not pay it and drop their coverage. And that means they're going to end up in the emergency room.
In the ER, patients cannot be turned away regardless of whether they can pay. In his speech, Smith said in the past, Medicaid could expand programs because of better financial times.
They were funded because there was another pot of money to use. If you all tell me there's another pot of money, tell me where it is.
Gentile told the secretary, and afterward repeated it to a reporter, that the state put health needs below those of other concerns.
We had a very large round of tax cuts at the beginning of the session, and we already had a hole in our state budget, and so we dug the hole deeper.
Smith says economic recovery can help fund the state's health programs, and tax breaks for business, he says, are part of the administration's plan for that recovery. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.